This is episode 68 with Josh Turner.
Welcome to the As Told by Nomads podcast, where you'll learn how nomads, third culture kids, entrepreneurs, and leaders all over the world embrace their global identity and use their difference to make a difference. And now, having lived on four different continents, here's your host, Tayo Roxas.
Welcome, everybody. Today I have with me Josh Turner, and Josh Turner is the founder of LinkSellin, a B2B marketing firm specializing in fully outsourced LinkedIn lead generation campaigns. His company represents clients like Neil Patel, Microsoft, to name a couple, in the US, Canada, UK, Asia, and Australia in a wide variety of industries. Josh's company also operates LinkedUniversity.com, an online training for LinkedIn marketing, and he's been featured in Huffington Post, Miami Herald, and many, many more national publications. In case you can't tell, we'll be talking about LinkedIn today. So welcome to the show, Josh.
Thank you for having me, Tayo.
You're welcome. So obviously, your bread and butter with the companies has a lot to do with LinkedIn, and I would love for you to give a backstory as to how your company got started and how you got started, and then we can go from there.
Sure, man. So I started using LinkedIn in 2006. I'm going way back to the beginning here. At that time, I think I was member number 6 million and something. And now LinkedIn has over 364 million members. So that was pretty early on. And at the time, I was using it just like most people do even today, with as kind of an online Rolodex for your business, you know, your professional network. And I also started using it for some business development. Both for the company that I was working for, I was a CFO of a construction and manufacturing company, as well as some other side projects I was involved in. And fast forward to 2009, and the company I was working for got hit really hard by the downturn in the economy and was forced to shut its doors. And I was then faced with a decision: do I want to go work for somebody else again, go find another job, or do I really want to do my own thing? And I'd really been itching to go out on my own for a while and decided, what better time than now in this terrible economy to give it a go? But I felt confident that I could get my business up and running because I had built up such a solid network on LinkedIn and offline, and felt I could really tap into that. So in early 2010, I started Gateway CFO Solutions, working as a outsourced CFO for small businesses here in St. Louis. And LinkedIn was one of the tools I used to build that business up. And so that business went along pretty well. By 2011, a couple of the clients I was helping with finance stuff said, "Hey, we've noticed some of these things you've been doing on LinkedIn for your business. Do you think that stuff would work for us?" Huh. And I helped them put a plan in place and said, "You know, yeah, do A, B, C, and you know, kind of work like this." And they said, "Wow, that sounds like it could really work for us, but we don't have a clue what you're talking about. So why don't you just do it for us?" And it was at that time that I said, "Okay, well, let's work out a deal." And I've never been shy to, you know, try new things. And so I built LinkedSelling.com in 2011. Thought maybe there's some other companies that could use help with this stuff too. And it turned out to be the case. And so our business has really exploded since then. Like you mentioned, we have clients all over the world. In 2012, we started our training program, Linked University. We've grown since then to a team of 14, all in our office here in St. Louis, and we are just super focused on being the best in the world when it comes to helping you grow your business using LinkedIn. So that's what we're up to.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, one of the things, you said 2006 is when you got on LinkedIn. I think I might have gotten on it around the same time as you did, but when I first got on it, I was, you know, I'm just a guy that loves digital media, so I was playing around with Twitter, LinkedIn, and everything. I was listening to everything, and I remember it was still fresh, and it was like, you know, the professional resume, and I was trying to figure out if LinkedIn was like Facebook for employers. But what was happening, I don't know if you know people like Lewis House.
Sure.
Yeah, so I just started to follow Lewis House, who started initially teaching people how to use LinkedIn and all that. And then it was remarkable the way some people built their brands and companies out of that. And I was very curious whether it was the same thing for LinkedIn selling. and how you end up leveraging LinkedIn to help people get more exposure? Because is yours just B2B?
It is, but there's, you know, the people look at that whole B2C versus B2B thing and sometimes get a little bit too siloed and caught up with that because, yes, most of the companies that we help are businesses that are trying to reach other businesses or people within those businesses. But even for a lot of B2C companies, there are a lot of applications with LinkedIn. I mean, think about if you've got a business in the personal development space, and let's say you target professional women ages 35 to 55, you know, for your program. Well, where are you going to find those people? I mean, all of those professional women are going to be on LinkedIn. So you're going to want to have a strategy for trying to reach them there. So even for what are traditionally thought of as B2C type businesses, you know, LinkedIn can still make a lot of sense. It just depends on who your audience is.
Gotcha. All right. Now let's move on to some systems that you've used. Do you have an example of a success case that you've done for a company? Because I'm sure someone's listening out there and they're wondering how they can leverage LinkedIn to get more business.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And one of the ones I love talking about is a client of ours called Cohen Architectural Woodworking. They are a family-owned manufacturing company based in the Midwest. And they came to us because they were looking to reach a new market. They wanted to kind of change up their client base and retool the way they do things and start serving a new market. And they thought that, you know, hey, the old school stuff we've been doing has just not been working. Let's try something new. They trusted in us to help them utilize LinkedIn to reach out to targeted prospects in this new market and work them through a campaign that would really help them develop relationships with these people and provide a consistent flow of leads for their sales team. And within a few months, we got them in the door on a national account that to date has generated over $10 million in sales for them. And, you know, as long as they don't lose the client, it could be many tens of additional millions over the coming years. So wow. I love that one because it's, you know, it's this traditional old school brick and mortar type business. And in those kinds of industries, oftentimes they do nothing with these kind of, you know, new online tools and specifically LinkedIn, which is why the ones that kind of see that opportunity to do something with LinkedIn can get really great results because none of their competitors are doing this stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, that's definitely a way for you to differentiate your way from competitors. This is the other thing with LinkedIn. So remember when LinkedIn started, it wasn't what it is today, obviously. Obviously, companies evolve. Now it's, I don't know if it's a mini publisher, but, you know, you've got the Pulse and you've got many, 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 several things that LinkedIn is doing right now. Recruiters use it. Companies use it to post jobs. And people use it as influencers. You know, you've got people like Richard Branson on there and Arian Huffington sharing it, topics out there. How do you see LinkedIn evolving in the next few years?
Boy, that's tough to say. I mean, it seems like they are more and more trying to cater to bigger businesses and companies that have budgets. They're, you know, the new products that they've been rolling out that are the more innovative things that they've been doing very recently, such as their LinkedIn Lead Accelerator program, are totally geared to big companies. They're priced out of the ballpark of a small or a medium-sized business, you know. And so it seems like they're geared more towards the big dollars, you know. So I hope that some of the functionality that makes LinkedIn so successful for even small businesses that just want to utilize LinkedIn with a little bit of sweat equity and don't have much of a budget, I hope that some of that functionality doesn't disappear. But that's one thing we're seeing. You hit the nail on the head with LinkedIn publishing. That's a big trend that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that I'm hearing who are no longer publishing on their own blog or website and because they're getting more traction with content they publish on LinkedIn, which is really fascinating. And I don't know how I feel about that because you want to build your own media platform. And if you're publishing on LinkedIn exclusively, well, what happens when LinkedIn decides that they are going to eliminate something? You know, because that happens. You know, there used to be a section in LinkedIn called Answers. You remember that?
I remember that.
And there were people who had their entire LinkedIn business development strategy was to position themselves as an expert by answering lots of questions in LinkedIn Answers. And LinkedIn one day eliminated the entire thing. And those people were really upset because they had invested so much time and energy building themselves up as experts within this niche area of LinkedIn. And then it just went away, you know? So I think sometimes you have to be careful about putting all your eggs in one basket like that, you know?
Yeah, it's that old analogy where you're building your property on rented land and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's good. All right. Something just told me that you have a book coming out. I think it's called Connect.
That's right, man.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Look at that. Can you tell us what Connect is about and then how... what some of the concepts you have there and where we can reach it and find more about it.
Yeah, I'd love to. So it's called Connect, and it's this. The subtitle is The Secret LinkedIn Playbook to Generate Leads, Build Relationships, and Dramatically Increase Your Sales. And it's really the playbook that my company has used to triple our revenue every year for the last 3 years, and that we've used for our private clients to generate millions of additional revenue for them. And it really started out of a frustration that I had when, like I mentioned, I started working for myself in early 2010 as a freelance CFO. And like a lot of other, you know, solopreneurs, when I first got started, I was having a lot of coffees and lunches and going to networking events, doing the things everyone says you're supposed to do. And I found that most of that time was just unproductive because the people I was meeting with weren't my prospects. And because it just wasn't scalable, and I really found it impossible to have enough of these networking coffee meetings and do the actual client work and continue to keep enough leads coming in the door to grow the business. So the numbers just didn't add up for me. But at the same time, I realized that the relationship capital gained through these face-to-face meetings is hard to replace. So what I figured out how to do was utilize LinkedIn to design a system that would allow me to connect with and position myself in my business as a leader and an authority in my market in front of thousands of prospects, then to filter those prospects down to only the most high value important ones, and then work those people through a systematic relationship building process that would culminate in a request for a meeting. Okay, so it was really about building a system so that I could have a virtual coffee with thousands of people a year, something that just could not be achieved the old-fashioned way. And it's taken us a few years to really perfect the system, but now we're there. And what we see is that utilizing this approach, on average, 29% of prospects that are worked through the process will agree to a phone call or a meeting with you or somebody on your sales team. Or you can use the process to move them toward other things like webinars, free reports, lead magnets, and whatnot. And so that's what Connect is all about. It's the story of how we've developed this system. It's the story of why it works, like the deeply ingrained, you know, psychological and human motivators for why this system is so successful. And it's got a lot of step-by-step instruction on how to put it in place and implement it for your business, as well as case studies for a lot of businesses that have done it. So I'm going to set up a special link just for your listeners, Tao, and it'll be at theconnectbook.com/nomad. And for anybody that goes to that link, you can pick up a free copy of the book during our pre-order launch. And if you get in on the pre-order, which is like getting the Kindle version, we will then ship you a free copy of the book on June 15th, the physical copy in the mail, and then we will also enroll you in a LinkedIn course that's normally $197, but we're throwing that in for free during the pre-order launch.
Oh, wow, thanks. And when is this? When's the actual launch date?
June 15th. The pre-order's happening right now, but the book is coming out June 15th.
All right, June 15th. I'll make sure I get it out then before then. One of the things that I wanted to touch on while you were talking about Connect that I really, really loved was the fact that you could have these virtual meetings and obviously have them lead to physical meetings. And the reason why I found it fascinating is because I recently wrapped up my MBA, and some of the frustrations that people have had when they're trying to reach their alumni network on LinkedIn or even prospective employers or that they're companies they want to reach out to was the frustration expressed trying to get their attention. And it sounds like your system is doing just that, where it's, I don't know if it's a funnel, but it sort of increases the potential of you getting that meeting that you want to get, whether it's 5 to 10 minutes or whatever. But is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it definitely is a type of a funnel with, you know, really clear steps along the way for how to move people from the top down to the bottom. And, you know, if you compare it to old school interruption type marketing, you know, whether it's cold calling or cold emailing or just going on LinkedIn and just messaging somebody that's never heard of you and saying, hey, I'd love to chat with you about business sometime. Like, if you compare it to those more cold type approaches where you might get 1 or 2% of people to say yes, I mean, this blows that out of the water.
Oh my goodness.
And it's because we take the time to really build that rapport, you know, position you and your brand as a leader and an authority in your market, and really, you know, position you as one of the good guys or gals. Yeah. So that then when you go to talk business, people have a hard time saying no, and they feel like they kind of know you at that point.
Love it. So, and this can all be found in Connect, and also I'm sure with all your systems, whether it's maybe LinkedIn University, I don't know if you do this as well in LinkedIn University, but Connect will definitely give you the playbook.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll make sure I put that in the show notes. But before we go, I definitely want to talk a little bit more about the digital media landscape, because a lot of top marketers right now are doing this, and it's part of the themes here as told by Nomad is that we make it known that we obviously live in the digital world, and what the digital world has done is that it's made the world flat. One of the reasons is because you can now connect with anyone virtually. You do it all the time with your businesses. I just want to know if there are like any key things you've noticed that top marketers are doing in the digital landscape, because a lot of the people that listen to podcasts are digital nomads. And they're building online businesses, but sometimes they have frustrations as to how they can convert or get a certain customer or reach a niche audience.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So one thing we're seeing, and I'll talk about a couple of things. One of them is kind of related to what I do. One of them's not. One thing I'm seeing is more and more people are interested in figuring out how to utilize LinkedIn ads, because Facebook is becoming much more restrictive. They're shutting people's accounts down. They're getting more expensive. And so a lot of marketers are trying to find another channel because Facebook is not as effective for them anymore, or Facebook's totally shutting them down, you know? And so they're looking to LinkedIn as the next thing to replace or supplement that Facebook traffic. And so we've seen in the last couple months a pretty good uptick in interest of people, you know, calling us to talk about having us help them run some LinkedIn advertising campaigns. And we're seeing, you know, really great results with a lot of different campaigns and businesses we're helping with that. So that's one thing, just broadly speaking. Another thing that we're seeing is there's so many people out there now talking about funnels. And I think it's for good reason, because there's a lot of people doing really smart things with that. And we've been doing a lot to try and improve the different types of funnels we have, you know? And so like for the last, you know, 3 years, we've had a couple primary webinars that have really been workhorses for us and have been just terrific. I mean, they still work to this day, you know, and that's all great, but you got to keep, you know, finding new ways to improve on that. And the concept of lead magnets, which I don't know if that term was coined by Ryan Dice in Digital Marketer, but it's become prevalent since they started using it, that's for sure. And one like kind of cool tactic that we've been seeing more people doing is using lead magnets as a front-end offer to get people onto a webinar, you know, because people at webinars these days, more and more people have kind of been through the webinar game, and they're kind of hesitant to sign up because they're worried it's going to be a sales pitch and all that. Well, we see a lot of marketers, instead of leading with a webinar landing page, they lead with that lead magnet. So, hey, get this checklist 100% free. And so you opt in to get the checklist, and then the thank you page is a webinar promotion, you know, and it's a great way to get more leads at a lesser cost and then get a percentage of them onto your webinars too. So that's an interesting thing we've seen some pretty smart marketers doing lately.
Okay, so just so I describe everything, Lead magnet is basically something you use to attract attention. Basically, you're like, if you have an ebook or a free book or something, you get them to be on your email list or something, but you offer them something free. If it's a video or training or something, but that way you capture attention and you're not selling them something initially, but you're saying, hey, this is a trade. We can give you this free top 10 resources for something. Just give us your email. That's lead magnet. Now, sales funnel, how would you describe that to the audience?
A lead magnet could be part of the funnel. I mean, it's the front end offer. Mm-hmm. And I am not an expert on funnels, but the way I would look at it and kind of what we do is we think about what's the front end offer, and then at what point are we going to make an offer for something that is not free, that's going to be for sale, and then how is the whole campaign structured to try and move somebody from opting in for something for free to buying something, and then potentially buying something else. And then what are all the emails that are designed in that campaign to move them toward those different actions? And then if they don't take those actions, if they don't buy the program, if they don't hire us, whatever the call to action is, whatever you want them to do, then what campaign do they then get moved into at that point? Yeah. And so it can be a constant process of moving people from campaign to campaign depending on what actions they take.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how I look at funnels.
Yeah, I started off in sales after college, and you're describing exactly correct. Like you said, the lead magnets could be the first part. So that could be like the awareness phase, and then you go into the interest phase. You're demonstrating the interest they have in the evaluation, and then the decision phase, and then purchase, and reevaluation, and then repurchase. Because a lot of the things with sales is it's how many customers you can retain. And basically you want to maybe to keep them and keep the attention there. So a lead magnet, you're right, is a part of the sales funnel, and then just have to keep figuring out ways to keep the attention and making sure that they stay engaged with what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so before we go, I just wanted to know if you had any other wise words or any other ways that we could reach you on social media or any other things we should look for.
Yeah, I mean, wise words. I mean, the thing that I has really been on my mind lately is that just as a marketer, you need to really be constantly trying new things. So like, as a business, the way we look at that is that at least one time a month, once a month, we're going to try something new that's a decent investment that is, that we think is going to, move the needle for us. And that means that, we're trying a lot of new things throughout the year, and investing in a lot of new marketing initiatives, and they're not all going to pan out. But if one out of every three does pan out, then we're going to be way ahead, So I guess that's one last parting piece of wisdom. But, for anybody to get in touch with me, I would say go to the book website, so theconnectbook.com/nomad, and all my contact information is there, and I would love for everybody to pick up a copy of the book and then, get in on the free course as well, because I'm just super excited about being able to really get the word out about this system finally. Because we haven't talked in this level of detail about the work we do for our clients and how we run campaigns internally. We've never revealed this much information before, but it's all in the book. And I'm hoping it doesn't come back to bite me and like train an army of competitors on how we do what we do. But but at the end of the day, I know it's going to help a lot of people. So I'm very excited about that. And I would welcome anybody to look me up on LinkedIn, search for Josh Turner, and you should find me. And I'd love to connect with you there.
All right, Josh Turner, ladies and gentlemen, using his difference to make a difference by showing people how to use LinkedIn for success. Theconnectbook.com, that's correct?
Yeah, and the link for your listeners is theconnectbook.com/nomad.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on, and it's been a pleasure. It's also been an education for me because I love digital media, but I'm clearly not as skilled as you are in this. So I was taking mental notes. So
well, thanks, man.
No problem. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, it's been great being here. Thanks, Theo.
You're welcome.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to use your difference to make a difference, as well as for show notes, head over to www.uidmag.com. Till next time, go out and make an impact in your world.